to give him glory, praise, and honor with the saints of God. We appreciate you all for being out this morning to be a part of Sunday School. We pray that the word of God will encourage you and strengthen you as we dive into the word today to get more knowledge and understanding and wisdom how to live and walk with God and our responsibility as a child of God and our place in God as a servant of His. So we come together to break bread with you and to eat at the table and let the Lord feed us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically with His strength. We just give Him praise because He is worthy of all things. And we know that if it had not been for Him, none of us would be here today. By the mercies of God and the grace of God, we're yet in the land of the living, and He's worthy to be praised for that. So many have passed on, and so many have not able to come out to the house of God, but I give Him praise that we are here today to lift up the name of Jesus. Father, we love you and appreciate you because we know that you are God and God all by yourself. You are the same, and we appreciate that you do not change, but you can change lives of individuals. You can change places of where they're at. We thank you that we can lift you up, Lord, that you can draw men unto you. We thank you today because you are worthy to be praised. There is no God like you. There is no God that will ever be like you. And we thank you that you are the true one living God that lives on the inside of your people. And we say, we love you because you first loved us. We love you because you brought us out of sin. We love you because you delivered us from ourselves in the hand of the enemy. We give you praise today. Bless your Sunday School today, your word, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being here today. As we said before, we're just going to conclude the lesson today that we've been talking about, the faith that was delivered unto the saints of God. Hopefully, we'll say some of these past few weeks that have encouraged you to trust God more, to believe God more, to know that God is on your side and He's for you. Hopefully that we have studied the word enough to know that if we live by faith, there is nothing impossible for us to receive of God. We walk by faith because we understand and know that God is the one that meet our needs according to His word. So hopefully, the saints of God, that you would just allow faith to preeminence, to be a part of your life day by day, all day long, all day long. You know, I've read, you know, where Daniel had prayed three times a day, even the position he was in, the authority that he was given, he took time to have prayer with God. He took time to develop his faith in God. He took time out of his schedule to meet God every day, three times a day at the same time. Even when he found out that his life was being put on the line, he wasn't deterred to go to his favorite place facing Jerusalem and call on the Almighty God. Saints of God, the devil is going to do what he can to keep us from prayer and having a relationship with God. We have to be devoted enough to our calling as a servant of God to commit our life and our prayer life to God. It's hard throughout the day that we live for individuals to take time to pray, take time to meditate and think about the goodness of God. I pray and hope that we are not the ones that we only get when we come to churches when we do this. I pray that everyone does it throughout the week because, as I've said before, we can't afford to be double-minded in this life we're living. We can't be wishy-washy. We can't be like a ship on the sea that's tossed and driven with every wave and wind that comes through. We have to be rooted and grounded in the body of Christ, in His word, in our relationship with Him. We have to be rooted and grounded in the Spirit of God that He has filled us and allowed us to have within us. He, saints of God, the Spirit that lives within us is not of ourselves. If that was the case, we could have saved ourselves when we was in sin. But we didn't have that power and authority. It took somebody that was righteous to die for the sinful people. It took somebody to send back His Spirit that we could receive it in the form of the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. None of us was capable or none of us are able today to do what Christ has done for us. So I encourage you today to continue to live by faith. Our faith is going to be tested. It's going to be tried. We're going to come up against some situations and issues in our life that's going to question us, going to make us doubt sometimes. But we have lived and walked with God long enough to know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what we have to believe and stand on and trust and know within ourselves that God is who he say he is. We just got to live by faith. Our faith has been challenging this time. So many of God's people falling by the wayside because they have taken their focus off of God and put it on the things of this world and put it on man and the things that they can get out of this world. We need, saints of God, to lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He's the one that strengthened us in our daily walk with him. When the enemy rise up against us seven ways, the Bible says, when the enemy rise up against us one way, the Bible says he shall flee seven ways. God is your fighter. God is your protector. He is your provider. God, I thank him that I'm able to believe him according to his word. I thank you that I can trust him because of the things in my life that I've experienced, of things that I've gone through, things that I've witnessed, situations, circumstances, healing. God has been a provider. I'm for sure you have the same testimony that when you was in need, you called on a man named Jesus. God supplied that need because you believed him. You trust him and you honored him. So today we're going to, like I said, conclude this lesson about the faith that was once delivered, the faith that was delivered unto the saints. That's us. So we left off at Deuteronomy 9 and 23 last week, but we're going to pick up here where it talks about we cannot afford to be double-minded. You ever talk to a person that is unstable when it comes to decision-making? You ever deal with a person that is question everything that comes out of their mouth, even though they're the one that's saying it? They're not sure of what should be done, how it should be done, and who should do it. Or if you give them a task and you tell them exactly how to do it, they'll come back and say, "Man, I don't know if I can do this. It's just a little hard. Can you show me the end, or can you find somebody?" Double-minded. You got to have confidence in yourself to know that you are a child of God. You got to have confidence in yourself to know that you are walking according to the word of God. We each individuals in this building today have to walk for ourselves. I cannot walk for you. You cannot walk for me. I cannot present your life as a living sacrifice before God. I can only present my life. You have to do that for yourself. In order to do that, you have to know God's word. We cannot defeat the enemy if we don't know God's word. We may have been saved 10, 20, and 30, and 40 years. There are many people that still don't know God's word. They don't know how to use the word against the enemy. They don't know how to come back then, take God's word and put the devil at halt. To, you know what? We don't have to. It's not our responsibility to defeat the devil. That's it, brother. He's already defeated. It's our responsibility as the children of God to keep him at bay with the anointing of the Holy Ghost and keep him where he's supposed to be, under our feet. We cannot give the devil any foothold in our life when it comes to our servitude to God, when it comes to our relationship with him in prayer. We talk about prayer. We teach about prayer. Prayer is very important because if you don't have a prayer life, how can you hear the voice of God? If you don't have a prayer life, how can your ear be tuned to the voice of God so that you can hear when God is calling you, talking to you, or beckoning you, or trying to get your attention? The way we learn in school growing up is repetition, 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 repetition. We have to learn. When we learn how to read, we read, reread, reread. Each book got harder and harder, but we comprehended it. We got more out of it. And that's how it is when we walk with God. Every day is going to get a little bit harder in this day and time because the devil wants to kill you. He wants to take everything you have. He wants to see you become a trophy on his shelf. And so many of people, so many of God's people have become a trophy on the devil's shelf because they took their focus off of God and no longer walk by faith. They were affected by what they saw. I see you and I see some things that others may not see, some things that others do see, but we don't allow that to affect our relationship with God. This is a faith walk, saints. If you did not have the Spirit of God, you think you would be here today? You would come just for the fellowship, but you're not coming because of the kindred spirit. You're coming because this is something you know to do. But when you have the love of God on the inside, you got the Holy Ghost on the inside, then when you get together with your brothers and sisters, then we can lift up the name of Jesus and see the power of God come into place. We can see individuals being healed. We can see God's word coming to fruition. We can see God moving in the life of his people. That's why it's very important for us to trust God and have faith in God. We talked about that when Christ was walking on the water in the midnight hour and Peter saw him and said, Lord, bid me to come. The Lord said, come. Now, here's the thing about it. It took faith for Peter to step out of that boat into the water because man has never walked on water before. Now, here's the thing about it. Here's the kicker. Why didn't the other disciples get out the boat and go with him? That faith wasn't where Peter's faith was. But the thing about it is, when you walk with God and get into a place when you get your focus off of him, you begin to sink and fall back because Peter took his eyes off of God and off of Christ when he was walking to him. Then he looked down and realized, I'm walking on water. That's a natural response of a man to see that you're doing something that nobody's ever done, and it's going to affect you. And that's what took place with Peter. Peter started walking to Christ. When he looked down and seen the water dashing up against his ankle, he began to sink, stretched forth his hand, Lord, save me. Lord said, why did you doubt, Peter? You're already out here. You stepped out of the boat. You're walking toward me. Why did you doubt? It's sad to say that so many of God's people today is walking toward him and then they doubt him. They fall into things in life that they shouldn't be a part of. They fall into stuff they shouldn't be around. That's why we cannot have a double mind. The Bible says, if a double-minded man, an unstable man, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. In all his ways. We have to know who we are. We are the children of the Most High God. We testify about the God we serve, what God has done, where he has brought us from. We give people situations and circumstances where God has delivered us out of and brought us out of. Every one of us have a testimony, but our mind must be one mind with Christ. We got to have that same mind. That's why he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What mind was that? The mind of humiliation. Christ humbled himself. We must humble ourselves before the Almighty God to hear the voice of God, to follow the Spirit of God, to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Saints of God, none of us in this building today is beyond backsliding. We are still in this flesh. And the flesh is crying out and warring against the spirit that is on the inside. The Bible says that the spirit is subject to the prophet. We have the spirit, but we still can allow this flesh to override the spirit that is in this body. This is a spiritual war that we're in. It is not going to cease until the day of Jesus Christ coming. It's not going to cease until we are raptured out of this place. We are not just warring against the enemy on the outside, but we're warring against ourselves, this flesh, because the flesh want to go back and do the things that we was delivered from. That's why so many fall by the wayside, because they take their focus off of God and they have lost faith in the word of God to know that God can keep them and will keep them. Luke 12 and 29 says, and seek not ye while ye are while ye eat what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of double mind. Don't worry about it. God is going to provide your need. You just got to believe it. When you have fallen short in your life on monetary or food or something, when you called out to God, did somebody come to your aid? Did somebody put someone in your path to bless you, to meet that need or that circumstance or the situation you had need of? Or God opened up a door, somebody just came by and said, hey, brother, sister here, I just felt led to do this. I want to be a blessing to you. I'm following what God asked me to do. We all have been used like that. And others have blessed us like that. When you're walking around doubting if God is real, doubting if God is yet alive, doubting if God is the same, doubting that God can perform miracles today as he did back when he was walking on the face of the earth, if you're doubting that God is a healer and he's still filling people with the Holy Ghost, then you got a problem. There's an issue in your life that needs to be gotten out of. There's something that you need to be delivered from. David admitted that he could not stand without faith in God. He understood that he could not stand without faith in God. None of us would be able to stand without having faith in God. God has given every one of us a measure of faith. We can build upon that faith if we develop a prayer life. If we allow this word if we study this word, we read this word, we meditate on this word, we live by this word, and we allow the word to lead and guide us to all truth. That's our responsibility as the children of God, is to live by faith. What got Israel in trouble so many times that they believed God and they doubt God. They believe God and they doubt God. They believe God and they doubt God. They was wishy-washy, up and down. Thank you, sir. Double-minded, unstable in all their way. And it's our responsibility, saints, to allow this word to come alive within us. And how can we overcome the enemy and defeat him? It's through his word and through this power of the Holy Ghost that is in us. We allow the Spirit of God to lead and guide us to all truth. The devil is no match for us. But what we have to realize is so many has given, thrown in the towel, have surrendered their flag, and said, I don't want to live this life anymore. I don't want to be a part of this life. I'm ready to do something different. Bible says that in the last days, perilous times shall come. There shall be a great falling away, beginning at the household of faith. And that's what we're seeing today. People are falling by the wayside. They're no longer preaching and teaching the truth. They're no longer doing the will of God or the call that they said that was placed upon them. They're allowing any and everything come into the house of God. All kind of music and worship to come in. But it's our responsibility to be on our knees and say, God, help us to pray for those that are lost, for those that are going back or turning their back on you. That's why it's very important for us to live this life according to the word of God. David said in Psalms 27 and 13, I had fainted unless I had to believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We know David's history. We know his life. We know his journey to the kingdom. But yet, he said, I would have fainted had I not believed to see the goodness of the Lord. You got to be able to see the goodness of God in every situation. I don't care how bad it is. That's when faith stepped forward. That's when confidence come forward to know that the God you serve is able. Even though if he don't do it, you know within yourselves he can do it. David said, I would have fainted had I not seen and believed and able to reach back in my life and see what God has brought me from, how he protected me, how he lifted me up and made me who I am. Satan's highest goal is to destroy our faith in God. Do you believe that? That's as high as go. Once you lose faith in God, it's over with. You ever had a person in that you dealt with in your life that you've helped, you've done everything, and you've gave them every aid that was possible to assist them, but yet and still they didn't want to receive and accept it and want to abide by it? You know what? You know what you've said? I wash my hands of it. If you're helping somebody that don't want to be helped, why continue to reach out? What I'm saying is that I will continue to pray for them, but if I'm helping you and you still kicking my hand away from you, then the only thing I can do for you is give you prayer, put you in the hands of God and ask God to move in your life, show you who he is, produce your, encourage you enough to have faith in God and even in his word. Saints of God, we need God every day. Just like we breathe every day, we need God every day. I thank God that I'm able to rise every morning giving praise. We don't know what dangers lurking around our home when we're laying in our bed at night. We don't know what's on individuals' mind, whether they want to break in or come in and do harm to us. But because we are the children of God and we have faith in God to protect us when we lay down, we know that his angels is watching over us. Stand the hand of the enemy, keeping him at bay. See, when Daniel prayed, Daniel had faith to know that God will honor his word and keep his word. Even when he was thrown into the lion's den. You think that shook Daniel's faith, his trust in God? Do you think that he doubted God that he would be able to save him from the lions? Did you ever think that he doubted, man, I don't know if I'm going to make it out of this. I don't know if God can do this. No. This man was a prayer warrior. He was a servant of God. He was committed to God. His relationship with God was not in a place where it would be separated by whatever took place in his life. Oh, King, you made the decree. I understand what's going on behind the scenes. Do what you have to do. My God is well able. Here's the thing about it. The Bible says when they put him into the lion's den, Daniel wasn't worried. As they say, he slept on the lions as a pillow. But the thing about it is, who was worried about it? The king. The king was the one that was worried about it. He couldn't get no rest. He couldn't get any sleep. He worried about, is Daniel going to make it through the night? Is the lions going to eat him? Or is the lions going to kill him? Daniel sleep, sound asleep. Because he trust and believed God was going to bring him out of it. He rose up that morning, went out there, hey, Daniel, was your God able to deliver you? Yes, King, he did. I am still here. That's the kind of faith you got to have in God to know whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, God will bring you out of it and bring you through it. That's what you have to have. You have to have that faith, that unshakable faith, that sound faith. When you doubt God, you forfeit your very strength. You forfeit your strength when you doubt God. He is our strength. He is the one. The Holy Ghost helps us keep the devil at bay. Helps us to have faith in God, in the God that we serve. Thomas believed that Christ rose because he was able to put his hand in his touch of his hand, hit the wound in his side, the wound in his side. He believed. Christ said, blessed are those who have not seen but yet believe. We are the people that have not seen him, but we believe that he is who he say he is, that his word is who he say he is, and that the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of us is who he say he is. Because he give us authority and power in the name of Jesus to do things that natural man cannot do. That's why it's very important for us to have a relationship and a love connection with God. To love God like no other. To worship him in spirit and in truth. to honor him, to glorify him, to lift him up that he could draw all men unto him. It's our responsibility. When you cease to have faith in God, something's wrong. You don't allow something to enter into and separate you from God. There's a divide there. You have opened up the door and allowed something to cause you to begin to doubt God. It's sad, Saint said, so many of us has walked with God for years. How is it that we can doubt God? How is it we know, how is it that we can not have faith in God to know where he brought us from, what he brought us out of, where he delivered us from? The life that we was hid, the things we was doing was contrary to the will of God. That's why he looked way beyond our circumstance and saw need to save us because we couldn't save ourselves. We needed somebody to redeem us. We needed somebody to bring us up out of the muck and the miry clay. We needed to trust in someone that can give us peace in the midst of the storm. That can show us that there's a greater light ahead. And his name is Jesus. When you cease to trust God, your faith is wavering. You begin to be like a double-minded man. One sentence you might say, I believe God. The next sentence, I don't know. I hope he can. I believe he will. I don't know. How is it that we can walk with God all these years and all of a sudden we start doubting God? We start questioning God. Is he the same as yesterday, today, and forever? Is he still doing what he said he was going to do with us and through us and for those in whom we are coming in contact with? We can't cease to trust God. It's sad to say that individuals trust each other more than they trust God. When a need arises in their life, instead of them calling on the name of Jesus and crying out to him, they get on the phone and say, hey, brother, can you help me? Hey, sister, can you help me? They can only help you with monetary things or physical things, but you need help deep on the inside, spiritually. When you're in a situation, don't doubt God. Trust God. God, look at the centurion when he wanted his servant to be healed. I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. Just speak the word. He said, speak the word and my servant will be healed. Christ said, I have not seen so much faith like this in Israel. I don't have to go to his house. I don't have to be present to lay my hands on him. He just said, speak the word. And all God wants us to do is to ask, tell him to speak the word in our life and we will believe it. That's all he wants us to do is say, God, speak the word and I believe it. You know what I've learned in life is that if I can trust Christ with everything that I have, I trust him with my soul, I trust him with my life, I trust him with my health, I trust him with every physical finance that I have, I trust it into his hands because I know he can do more greater things with it than I can. I learned to trust God. If we can trust a car that we drive that's going to take us from point A to point B, then we can trust a living God. There have been times in my life I know God stayed the hand of death. There have been times in my life I know God stayed the hand of the enemy. I look back in my 20s, I was in the Marine Corps. A squad leader, midnight ops. You can't see nothing in front of you. And you can't have any light because, in other words, we're doing the training, but we don't want the enemy to see where we are. The thing about it, sometimes you allow the devil to see where you are. You allow the devil to know what your position is. You allow the devil to know that you're not equipped to fight against him. You see, one thing that I've learned in that midnight ops that we're out doing, your eyes will begin to focus after you're out there so long. Now, what I found out is this. Things that look far away is close up. Things that look close up was far away. You want to know how I know that? Because I led the platoon, my squad. I said, okay, look, we're coming to a cliff. It's probably about a 6 or 8 foot jump. We're going to jump across it instead of going way back around this way and coming back. I said, I'll go first because it looked close to me. See, your eyes can fool you sometimes. What you see is not what you really see. Unless God opened up your spiritual eyes and you can see what God wants you to see. My eyes fooled me that night. I said, I'm going to get a good running jump. I was young and I could jump and run. I said, I'm going to jump across this and when I make it, I'll let you know. I ran. And I got there and I jumped. I leaped with everything I had. I just kept going. Going down. You know what I was saying? I was going down. Don't jump. Right. Don't follow me. That's what I was telling them. Don't jump. And when I hit the ground, I said, Lord, I thank you. But I didn't die. I wasn't injured. See, anything could have happened, but I could have landed on something. See, the devil wants you to jump in the midnight hour when you don't see what's really there. Well, you don't know what the distance is. So what? Once I jumped and fell and I hollered, don't jump. I said, what happened? Where you at? I said, I'm in a deep ditch. Y'all have to find another way around. You see, what Christ did for us, he took the plunge of death where we couldn't do it. He saved us where we couldn't save ourselves. I took the plunge for my squad because I'm the leader. I could have told them somebody else. I could have heard the words, man, you scared? You afraid? You our leader? What you going to do? Christ wasn't afraid to come to this earth and die for the sins of the world. He wanted to reconcile man back unto himself and have a relationship with him like he did in the beginning of time when he created Adam. We got to trust God and believe God to know that God has our best interests at hand. We got to believe and have confidence in God to know that God is not going to do anything to us, allow anything to happen to us that he can't bring us out of. That's why it's very important to walk by faith. We need faith to live this life that God has given us. When you cease to rely on God, but you rely on man. Bible says, cast all your care on him, for he what? Careth for you. Why are you calling somebody that can't provide what God can for you? It's okay to ask for help every now and then. Depends on what it is. But when you rely on that person instead of relying on God, then your faith is not in God, it's in that person. It's good to have faith in people to hope that they honor their word and do what they say they're going to do, but it's not the faith that we need in Jesus Christ that is able to save us, that is able to keep us from falling into sin, to keep us from doing things we know that's contrary to the will of God. We are the light of the world. We are on a hill that men and women can see that God is still alive. We are the mouthpiece. We are the watchman on the wall. We are the individual that is telling them Christ is coming back. Surrender. Repent of your sins. Be baptized. Give God an opportunity to have preeminence in your life. Have a relationship with him. When you cease to have confidence in God. You see, we as humans, we can lose confidence in individuals. If a person don't do what they say they're going to do, or honor the word that they gave us, or even make an attempt to fulfill the promise, man, I can't trust them no more. I can't call on him anymore. And that's what happens, saints of God. People cease to have confidence in God. You know, I use this analogy a lot, but today, if any one of you came in this room today, stood and looked at that chair and see if it was going to hold you before you sat down, raise your hand. None of us. You know why? Because we see what the chair is built for. We know what its purpose is. So do we need faith to sit down in this chair? Do we need to examine this chair before we sit down in it? Our minds tell us it's going to hold. Our mind tells us from what we see, it's strong enough to sustain us. Why can't we trust God like that? Why can't we believe God like that? Why do we have to question God about situations in our life that he's dealing with us about? Why do we have to raise our hand and say, hey, God, what about this? What about that? If we trust these chairs, we have confidence in these chairs, and if we know that these chairs is built to hold us, we just come right in and sit down. How is it we can't go in the presence of God and say, God, I believe you. I trust you. I have confidence in you. I have faith in you. To know that you would deliver me out of any circumstance. That you will meet my need according to your word. You got to have confidence and belief to know that God will keep you saved if you want to be saved. He's not going to force any of us against our will to worship him. He's not going to force any of us against our will to glorify him, to lift him up, to honor him. It's a choice and a decision we have to make to say that, God, you are number one in my life. You saved me. I choose to honor you. I choose to live for you. I choose to worship you. I choose to obey your word. I choose to be led of the Spirit. I choose to bow before you. I choose to lift you up. If God forced us to serve him, he would have to force us to stay saved for him. He would have to force us to bow before him. God wanted someone that would do it on their own. Once they have known him and come into relationship with him and have trusted him and walked with him, he have blessed them and shown them who he is and what he was able to do. He wants them to bow before him on their own. The Bible says the angels, cherubim, seraphim come and bow before him on command. God don't want to have to force us to live for him. If God did that, he would have to force us to continue to live for him. Then we're not a people of choice. We're people of being made to do what we know we should automatically be doing. It's a decision we all have to make. To have confidence and trust God. The faith, we're talking about the faith that was delivered unto the saints. We all walk this life by faith. We don't know from the time we get up and the time we leave our home whether we're going to make it back or not. We don't know that. To walk, you're right. That's what it is. It is, sir. You're right. You have to trust to know. When I get up in the morning, I get ready to leave. I say, Lord, bless this day to be fruitful spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, even financially. that I'd be able to help somebody else in need. It's not about me or it's about you. It's about God. That's what's wrong with the society today. They're taking the glory from God and putting it on themselves. They're not lifting up the Jesus that we know, but they're lifting up a God that we don't know. We know who Jesus is. We know what he has done. We have read in his word. It's been preached to us for years. It's been taught to us. We have lived it. We have walked it. We believed it. We participated in it. We were a part of it. We know God is God. And there is no other God beside him. We know he is the God that can deliver man out of sin. He is the God that can raise the dead from the grave. He is the God that is still performing miracles today. You can't see him, you can't touch him, but you know God is moving because of his spirit, his power, and his anointing in our lives. We see the mighty hand of God moving in the midst of his people. You just got to be in place to be connected to it and want to be a part of it. It's one thing to be on the inside, rejoicing and praising and magnifying God. But it's another thing to be on the outside looking in and say, oh boy, I wish I could be a part of that. How can I get in there? How can I get next to that? You got to have the confidence that no God is going to bring you out of it. Jesus taught that faith in God is essential. It is essential. We all need faith, saints of God. Without faith, none of us would be here right now. Without faith, none of us would have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Without faith, none of us would have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins, because we wouldn't have believed it. We wouldn't have accepted it. This is a faith walk. Yes, we're going to face situations, circumstances, trials, and tribulations in our life. We're going to lose loved ones. Loved ones are going to become ill. Friends are going to pass off the scene. Some of our brothers and sisters may pass off the scene, but the thing about it is our relationship with God. How good is your relationship? Are you ready to leave this world now? Are you prepared to meet a Christ that you know you're going to have to face one day? Have your life been pleasing to him? Have you presented yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God? Have you committed your walk, yourself, your thought to God? It's our responsibility, saints. Not just to minister to you that are here, but to those that are outside these walls. We have an opportunity every day to tell somebody about God. They're not ashamed to tell you what they're part of, what they're doing, and who they've done it with. When I meet somebody like that, boy, I pour it on. If you can tell me what you've done and who you've done, hey, I'm going to tell you about the God that I serve. He can save you from that. Did you know that? Yes, sir. Good one. Hey, go ahead. Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. That's right. You're right. Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. Yes, he was. Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. You're right. It was. That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. That is correct. That is the greatest testimony you can give, to see God perform miracles. Yes, sir. Yep, yep. Didn't see. Yes, he was. That's right. That's right. Amen. That's right. That is it. That is it. You see, when you have confidence and faith in God, and just like Elijah did, like you said, pray for his servant. He said, I see the army. I know what's out there. Oh, you can't see? Lord, open up his eye. And that's all we're doing today, is asking God to open up your eyes so that you can see for yourself that he is Christ, the Savior of the world. Thank you for being a part of Sunday School. Sunday School is dismissed. Hopefully we said something to help you along your way in faith, in Jesus' name.